Chapter 28. "You remember," said Reg, "when you arrived this afternoon, I said that times recently had been dull but for interesting reasons." "I remember it vividly," said Dirk. "It happened a mere 10 minutes ago. You were standing exactly there, as I recall. Indeed, you were wearing the very clothes with which you are currently apparelled, and—" "Shut up, Dirk," said Richard. "Let the poor man talk, will you?" Dirk made a slight apologetic bow. "Quite so," said Reg. "Well, the truth is that for many weeks, months even, I have not used the time machine at all, because I had the oddest feeling that someone or something was trying to make me do it. It started as the very faintest urge, and then it seemed to come at me in stronger and stronger waves. It was extremely disturbing. I had to fight it very hard indeed, because it was trying to make me do something I actually wanted to do. I don't think I would have realized that it was something outside of me creating this pressure, and not just my own wishes asserting themselves, if it wasn't for the fact that I was so wary of allowing myself to do any such thing. As soon as I began to realize that it was something else trying to invade me, things got really bad, and the furniture began to fly about. Quite damaged my little Georgian writing desk. Look at the marks on the—"
"Is that what you were afraid of last night, upstairs?" asked Richard.
"Oh, yes," said Reg in a hushed voice. "Most terribly afraid. But it was only that rather nice horse, so that was all right. I expect it just wandered in when I was out getting some powder to cover up my suntan." "Oh," said Dirk, "and where did you go for that?" he asked. "I can't think of many chemists that a horse would be likely to visit." "Oh, there's a planet off in what's known here as the Pleiades, where the dust is exactly the right—"
"You went," said Dirk in a whisper, "to another planet to get face powder?"
"Oh, it's no distance," said Reg cheerfully. "You see, the actual distance between two points in the whole of the space-time continuum is almost infinitely smaller than the apparent distance between adjacent orbits of an electron. Really, it's a lot less far than the chemist, and there's no waiting about at the till. I never have the right change, do you? Go for the quantum jump is always my preference. Except, of course, that you then get all the trouble with the telephone. Nothing's ever that easy, is it?" He looked bothered for a moment. "I think you may be right in what I think you're thinking, though," he added quietly. "Which is?" "That I went through a rather elaborate bit of business to achieve a very small result, cheering up a little girl. Charming, delightful, and sad, though she was, doesn't seem to be enough explanation for— well, it was a fairly major operation in time engineering, now that I come to face up to it. There's no doubt that it would have been simpler to compliment her on her dress. Maybe the ghost. We are talking about a ghost here, aren't we?"
"I think we are, yes," said Dirk slowly.